Hey, this is Mr. Paul Jangles, and it is Friday, June 15th. I am at beautiful Waterworks today. I just teed off my first shot. I'm on hole number one. It is over 90 degrees, and it's very humid. So a guy from Tallahassee, Florida, actually just flew in to, I don't know if he flew in only to play this course, but he let me squeeze in ahead of him, so it looks like I've got kind of an open window, so I'm not going to be too tight. He's going to play multiple shots, so I should be good. So I'm getting ready to do my second shot if I can find my disc, and then we'll go from there. All right, here we go. All right, so I just finished up hole one. Hole one's a really cool hole. It's basically you go straight down a valley. It's a downhill shot. It's beautiful. It's really windy today, so the wind took a little bit of my wind out of my sails, so to speak, and pushed me up against a hillside, but I was able to get up and down and get par on that. So hole number two is basically playing across the downhill, so you are going over a little ridge, and I know I saw the flag when I was walking down, but I can't quite see it now. It must be in one of the longer positions past a tree or so. Yeah, Waterworks is probably one of the coolest courses, and I usually don't play here. Except I have the day off today, so that's always fun, having a day off and playing disc golf. So I think I'm at the 374-foot position, or the 378. So there's four pin positions on hole number two. Trees being like this, they do have good bad hangers here, so that's always nice. Maybe we'll play here tomorrow, and maybe we'll do a twofer. We'll do it double, but I doubt it, since Saturdays get pretty packed here, so... Anyway, I'm going to throw number two on at Waterworks. Here we go. All right, I'm going to be on the bogey bus now. So number two went okay. I had a decent drive. I hit a tree on my approach, so I had a long putt, and then I missed that putt, long putt and so on, and then I putted in. So I'm going to celebrate by having a Pabst APA, an American Pale Ale. I've never tried it before. At least I'm assuming this isn't just the blue ribbon, but I'm going to take a quick swallow here. Yeah, it tastes pretty much like blue ribbon, so I don't know. Well, maybe it's a little bit more of a pale ale. We'll see. So hole number three, I'm looking at it. It's right on the edge of kind of a cliff type thing. With the wind, it's going to be kind of hard. I did notice that there's a new sign. It's basically indicating that it's a mandatory that you go to the left of this one certain tree, which I hadn't seen that sign before, so I think that that's fairly new. I think they have a tournament coming up, or I know they had Casey White Open not too long ago. I think it was last weekend. It looks like I got a group of three behind me, so I better hurry up and swig this beer and go ahead and throw my shots. So here we go in hole number three. All right, so finished up hole number three, and I remain on the bogey bus, quietly sipping my American Pale Ale by Pabst Blue Ribbon. So that's kind of still kind of weird. So this is the hole that I kind of like to think of as Terrapin Station, because it has a little area that looks a lot like Terrapin Station by the Grateful Dead. So maybe I should put that as the song to open up this podcast. Yeah, maybe that APA is getting a little bit to me. Anyway, this is a very narrow shot. Basically, it's just like going down a logging trail or something like that. You have a little bit wider than a car would go down. I wouldn't say you could get two cars down it. There's trees on either side, so you want to throw it straight and low. That's kind of what I did last time, but on the last throw, but I chickened out a little bit and didn't throw it quite hard enough, and so that was one of the reasons I had a bogey. So probably get a bogey here too. This one's sitting in the 306 position, it looks like, but it's such a narrow thing, it's hard to put a lot of pepper on the throw. So here we go, hole number four, Waterworks. All right, just finished up hole number four, and on to number five. I kind of like the holes after number four. They're just kind of squirrely shots, I think, on their first four. Not that they're not fun, but they just don't fit into my wheelhouse, so to speak, so much. Hole number five is really kind of a cool shot. It's basically you throwing into a grove of trees. The pin placement today is off to the left, so that's nice. At least my natural rotation will put me back towards it, so if I aim to the right, I should be good. It is a little bit difficult to find a good angle on this one, just because you have to keep it really low, or else you're obviously going to hit a bunch of trees. So here we go, hole number five. I'm going to take another picture of the Terrapin Station and put it on the old Twitter feed. So anyway, here we go, number five. All right, so I am back on the par train. Woohoo! All right, so it's been a while since I've ridden the par train. Hole one, I guess it was. So I'm going to hole six. Hole six is, you got to go up some stairs. It's very nicely signed, so you don't have to worry about that too much. You go up these steps, and then you're going to go play back across the face of the hill that you were playing underneath before. I actually had a birdie look at hole number five, but I really kind of chickened out. I'm going to be perfectly honest with all of you folks. I was uphill throwing downhill with the wind in my face, and I didn't want to go down over the hill and have some sort of double bogey fiasco or anything like that, so I took a par. So that's the mature way to go about things. So I think I'm going to, after climbing that short hill, I think I'm going to relax and have another ABA, and yeah, maybe some other things. Hole number six is kind of through a bunch of trees straight away. You got a birdie look at it fairly easily. I think the pin position right now is at 265, so if you can get a nice straight shot, it's off to the right. You'll have a good look at birdie. So hopefully I'll be telling you about my birdie that I get after I throw this. Here we go. Hey, all right. So didn't get the birdie, but I did get the par, so I'm on the par train. Got two train cars going, so I'm proud of that. I mean, maybe I'm a little bit, I don't know. I'm not a professional, so whatever. One thing I will say about Waterworks is they conveniently have a trash can just about on every single tee pad, which is nice for players like me, and I don't think I have to explain why. So hole number seven. Hole number seven is an uphill shot. It's kind of confusing. If you're on the first tee pad and you throw down and you get it, this is the first tee pad you're going to see. So you have to actually go a little bit further south of that to go to hole number two. Just if you're a first-time player at this course, you should know that. Yeah, so this is not my favorite kind of shot. I'm not crazy about uphill shots, but this also goes over a hill, and then it goes down, then goes back up again. So definitely for the better players, it's going to be a birdie look. If you can squeeze it underneath this one tree limb and keep it straight. So I'm going to probably try and hook it between two trees, and we'll see how we go on that one. And I think I actually mistakenly called the Paps APA an ABA earlier. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody at the fine company of Paps. It is an APA, American Pale Ale, and it's quite tasty. They sold it for a six-pack in Tall Boys, so I like Tall Boys. So here we go, hole number seven. All right, so seldom does it ever happen, but my drive actually did exactly what I wanted it to do. And I had, I don't know, a 100-foot birdie look, I guess, so not very likely, but then I had a nice uphill putt and could kind of go after it, but I didn't quite make it. So I had a little tap in for par. So the par train keeps rolling. I like that. I got three cars on the par train now, so I'm excited about that. And we're up to hole number eight. Hole number eight is one of my very favorite holes in all of Kansas City. It is a downhill shot. It is aceable for sure if you can get the right line. It's just sitting there. It's 250 to it. It's downhill all the way. Very, 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 very easy to overthrow it. I'm going to probably just throw my putter and try to just get a good line on it. There's about three trees that you kind of need to maneuver around. So if you can kind of get it slightly to the right, you're just kind of hoping that it'll kind of curve right in there. My good friend Blue Ray, his friend, and I don't know what his disc golf name is, has aced this in front of people. So I do know one person that has aced it. So anyway, hole number eight at Waterworks. About halfway through my APA, on my second APA actually. But I'm going to try and not drink too many APAs because I'm going to go to Dr. Dog tonight. So if you're a fan of Dr. Dog, good for you, because I think they're a really good band. Anyway, hole number eight, here we go. All right, so no ace there, no birdie either. But I did stay on the par train. So the par train has four cars on it, so that's a good thing. I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9 is in the bottom of a valley, and you're basically playing across it with a bunch of trees to negotiate. There's several lines you can probably take. Let's see, what else? If you haven't picked up on it, this is one of the more beer-friendly courses in Kansas City. I really appreciate it. Obviously, it's got the beer, the trash cans, but I do like it. I think it's a little bit of an upscale Rosedale, if you played Rosedale. You can hear a plane going over my head right now. Very low. We're really close to the downtown airport in Kansas City, Missouri. So getting ready to play hole number 9. I can see some guys playing on 17 and 18, because you'll eventually end up back there. So hole number 9, where's our yardage? Or I guess it's not yardage, it's actually feet. It looks like we're going to play 283-ish, I think, something like that. But yeah, you have a couple of trees to negotiate, so see how I do. All right, here we go. Hey, all right, the front 9 is done. One thing that's interesting about doing the anchor deal is that every once in a while, like on a hot day like today, sweat starts building up on my ear, and then I don't hear the little thing start to tell me it's time to start talking, so that's why there was a little delay there. The par train kept rolling on. I did have a fairly decent birdie look on that one. I think they call it the second circle or circle 2 or something like that. So it was a good 60 feet, I think. So I missed it by, I don't know, quite a bit, but I still had just a 3 or 4 foot chip in, whatever. So, after those bogeys that I got like on, 2, 3, and 4, been doing, riding the par train. I'm feeling pretty frisky about that. Again, I'm going to try and stay away from the PAPS APA for now, but you never know. If I get a bogey, then I'm just going to probably dive back into it. So we're up to hole number 10. Hole number 10 is an uphill shot. And I can't quite see where the pin placement is quite yet. I'm looking for that red flag, guys. I'm sure I'll find it eventually. So anyway, here we go. Hole number 10, Waterworks. It's fun. All right, so Waterworks can humble you really fast. So the par train's not just dead, but I got a double bogey. Ugh. So anyway, I hit the metal on my par throw. And then, of course, since there's so many hills around here, it proceeded to go from a 15-foot putt to probably a 68-foot bogey shot. So I ended up taking the double bogues. So that's all right. You know what? This is not a tournament. This is just for fun. We're just playing for fun. That's all it is. So anyway, probably will be cracking open another beer here shortly. I am on hole number 11. Hole number 11 plays across the hillside. It basically, the 11th hole sits on top of a hill. So it's slightly uphill. You go over a rise, then down, then up. So what you'd ideally like to do is probably just throw it right into the basket. That way you don't have to worry about, 15-foot putts. It looks like this is about 276. So, add a little bit because of the hill, uphill climb. So I'm going to be throwing the trespass. So I'm sweating profusely. One thing about playing in mid-June in Kansas City is you don't really have to worry about warming up because you're going to be hot pretty freaking fast. So anyway, hole number 11, here we go. Hey, all right. So had a decent putt. It was about 24 feet, something like that, to save par. So I'm back on the par train. Single car. So I'm up to hole number 12. Hole number 12 is straight away, but there is a bunch of trees, so you have to keep it low. If you go high, you're going to hit branches for sure. So you want to have something that's got a lot of speed and can travel. So I think the pin position right now is at 296, probably about halfway through. There is some trees with some low-hanging branches. So I'm going to try and avoid those and try and really keep it hot and keep it low. So we'll see how I do. Here we go. All right, hole number 12 is under my belt. I did par that. So I think that I have two trains going on for the PAR train, which is fun. I'm a hole number 13. Hole number 13 is pretty cool. Like, basically, you're playing on one side of the valley, going all the way across the valley, and then uphill. But I don't see actually where the basket is, which makes it a little frustrating because you're not quite sure where to throw to. I mean, obviously, it's all going to go in the same general direction. They're not going to put it behind you or anything. Oh, there it is. I see it. So let me go look at the map real quick. Go to the map. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that show in a long time. So this is going to be the 365. Ooh, that's a little long, guys. Gosh, you guys think I'm a little bit better player than I really am. But we'll see how we do. We can maybe carry some of the valley and get uphill, and maybe we'll get a par out of this. Who knows? You have some short windows to play through. There is basically a tree at the bottom of the valley that it's very prone to hitting my shot. So I'm going to try and avoid it, but I'm not making any promises. So here we go, hole number 13, Waterworks, on my third APA. Here we go. All right, so I actually bogeyed that hole, so tears for me. My drive actually went a little bit better than I did thought it was going to, and then my second shot left a little bit to be desired, but I still had a makeable par, but I was playing uphill, and I mean really uphill. And left it short, and so I just had to tap in for bogey. So, bogey bus, here we go. I'm on hole number 14. I think hole number 14 is probably the longest hole. It's pretty wide open. I mean, you've got a really long ways to go. It is a par 3, they say, and this one's going to be 485. It's the yellow one. So you really got to let it loose. Let the big disc go. So I don't know what I'm actually going to play. Probably one of my faster discs, obviously, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. On my last drive, it was one of those ones where it goes through the leaves, and then you don't see your disc for a while, and you're not sure if it's just going to drop or if it actually is going to fight on through and go for a while, and it did fight on through, so I was happy with that. So hole number 13 wasn't a complete bust. I was happy about that. Oh, okay, so here I go. I'm going to try and pick out a good disc for hole number 14. Here we go. All right, so I'm a little bit frustrated. Went ahead and pulled out a disc I probably shouldn't have thrown. I probably should just stick with the ones that I usually throw. That's a good rule of thumb, I think. I peeled off to the right, did some crazy thing, hit a tree, and so I had a really long second shot. That didn't work out very well. The third shot didn't work out any better, and neither did the fourth shot, so I took a double bogey. Ugh! I hate the double bogeys. No fun. But you know what? Mr. Paul Jangles, even though he doesn't play a lot of tournaments, he does not... he always just plays one throw at a time, so I'm not going to sit there and throw five throws off the tee box. I'm just going to play what happens. That way I get done sooner and I get to beer drinking. Not that I'm not beer drinking right now, but yeah, anyway. I'm just going to take a little moment to myself, just kind of refocus. Anyway, and I'm going to play hole number, what are we up to? 15. Pretty excited. 15, it's a doable shot. It's probably sitting in the pin position of 299 or something like that. If you can get it right through there, if you can thread it, you're going to be in a good spot. But then the next one is hole number 16. That's the only hole I think I've ever birdied at Waterworks. So we'll see how I do. All right, here we go. All right, so hole number 15, I got a par somehow. I didn't have a very good drive, but my second shot was okay. And I had a really short shot for my par. So I'm up to hole number 16. I've got a guy that's like right on my trail, so I'm going to probably just let him play through. So we're going to sit here and talk for a little bit. How are you doing? Are you feeling good? I'm feeling pretty good. I'm on my fourth APA, so that's always nice. Yeah. So hole number 16 is across a little bit of a valley. There's the roads really close to the pin, so that's kind of out of bounds. I don't always play it out of bounds, I'll admit. So hole number 16, I'm gonna let this guy play through and then we'll talk about hole number 17 and 18. Here we go. All right, so I figured out why the guy caught up to me so fast. is because he's not throwing any drives. He messed up his hip, I guess, and so he's only playing short shots. So he's basically just kind of walking the course and then getting up to somewhere. I don't know where he's going to throw his next shot, but he's going to just do some short shots, and he's just trying to get some exercise in. He's wearing a Chiefs shirt. Seems like a really nice guy. I'm wearing a Jayhawk shirt, and he said Rock Chalk, so I respect that. So I'm in hole number 16. I'm going to actually try and throw my T-Devil here and try and hook it around this cottonwood. He's basically found a spot in the shade, which wouldn't be a very bad spot for me to actually land on my drive. So he's got a legitimate spot for where his drive should land. He's probably about 220, something like that, out from where we are. I would say this is the yellow tee, so this is about, well, I don't think it's yellow tee. It's got a yellow flag on it, but it's the far one, so it looks like it's about 377. Oh, he just hit the cottonwood up there that's really close to the pin, so yeah, he's probably a little annoyed about that. He's limping a little bit. I feel a little bad for this guy. But he's out there. He's getting some steps in. That's what all we're trying to do. Just try and get some exercise in. Enjoy the weather. I'm sitting in the shade, so I'm not really feeling that bad about things. So as soon as he finishes out this hole, I'm going to go ahead and throw. And I need to hook it around this cottonwood. That's about, I would say it's probably 200 out there. Something like that. It's about, it's a little, nah, it's about midway through there. It's a little uphill, but not very much. I'd say probably, I don't know. We're probably talking about 5 foot of elevation. You're playing, again, a downhill, then an uphill kind of thing. So, he's about to find his disc. It looks like it might have gone on the road. And we'll see how we do. So, I'll tell you how the drive and the ensuing hole went. Wow, he's really struggling. Okay, here we go. All right, so I'm up to hole number 17. I did go ahead and par hole number 16. I had a really, it was a mediocre drive, but I did have a decent second shot, which I was happy with. So I'm holding hole number 17, and I noticed that there is another Mando sign. I think that might be a remnant of when they had the KC Wide Open. Although somebody was telling me that the Worlds are going to be here. Seems like a big deal. So this is a really nice course, so I'm not going to fault them for that. I'm going to probably throw my TL3 on this one. It's not my favorite pin position. It looks like it's going to be the 361, so I need to negotiate some trees and stay to the left of this one tree. I'll be honest, if I go to the right of it, I'm going to probably not go back around it. So anywho, here we go. All right, so hole number 17 is done. I didn't have a very good drive, but I had a fairly decent second shot. It was one of those weird shots where you're on the side of a hill and there's a tree directly in your way, so you kind of want to hook it. And so the natural tendency would be to maybe play your putter. It was probably like 100 foot, something like that. And so one of the little things that I like to do, if I want to hook something, rather than try and put a hyzer on a lower speed disc, I just go ahead and get a higher speed disc and then just play it without a hyzer, and it's going to naturally curve back in. So I played a T-Devil with a really slow throw, and it curved right in and had a nice layup for a birdie or a par. So riding the par train. So I'm up to hole number 18. Hole number 18, this is not my favorite hole by any stretch of the imagination. It is an uphill shot. I think that I'm not quite sure it feels like hole number 18 should be some sort of a signature hole, and this feels like it's a throwaway to me. So I kind of feel like they should start the holes in a different location, but I'm probably in the minority on that. Sometimes when they're playing the shorter pin positions, it's a birdieable hole, but right now it's probably not. You have to negotiate about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, a bunch of trees in your way. I'd say you're probably playing uphill 15 feet or something like that. Hard to get a good line on it, but I'm gonna do my darndest to try and get par. I'm probably gonna get bogey on this if I know myself and the alcohol I've consumed. So anyway, I will tell you about it on the wrap-up. So here we go, hole number 18. All right, this is the second try on my last part of the podcast. So hole number 18, I went ahead and bogeyed it. I had it was a mediocre drive, and then I had an okay second shot, I think. I don't remember now at the time. And then I missed the putt, and then I just had it sitting underneath the basket. So that's how I ended the round, was I basically got a bogey, which I predicted, because it just wasn't one of the ones that would look like it was going to be in my wheelhouse. Anyway, I really love Waterworks. The only problem I have with Waterworks is it gets really crowded, especially on the weekends, which is the time I usually play. So a Friday early afternoon was pretty good. There were still a few people on the course, as you kind of heard as I was talking about them. So anyway, yeah, I think that Waterworks is probably the premier disc golf course, and I kind of wish that Treesbane would have been with me, but it was very unlikely. He had to work today. I didn't have to work today, and we're going to probably do another podcast tomorrow. I'm not sure where we're going to do it, so everything's on the table. We'll see how it goes. And there just isn't very many opportunities for Treesbane and I to get together during a weekday. He doesn't like to have a lot of crowds. I don't like to have a lot of crowds. We've been here on a Saturday, and there was like four or five people, or groups, kind of like lined up on hole one, which is no fun. You don't like to sit there and wait and wait and wait. I mean, that's how, if you're playing a tournament, that's fine, but if you're playing just for fun, that's not cool. Anyway, so I love Waterworks. I love coming here, like whenever I take the day off or something like that. That's always fun. It's a great course. I would say it's probably actually a better course than Heritage, which is one of my favorite courses, but Heritage usually has less people, but I think it's getting more and more popular as they're getting more and more tournaments and that kind of thing there, and people are discovering it a little bit more. So we'll see how things go. Anyway, that was Waterworks. I hope you enjoyed it. I did have one person call in and give me a message, and I apologize if I sent you three messages asking whether or not it was okay to put you on the podcast. I never got a response, and it wasn't quite sure that it ever went through as far as my messages to you. So I think it was the Edwardsville podcast that I did. I'm assuming that's what it was. So I put it on the podcast. So if you want to listen to that, go ahead and go back to listen to that. Anyway, keep banging those chains, guys. I'm going to go see Dr. Dog here in about a couple hours. So I hope that you guys enjoy music. I hope you enjoy disc golf. I hope you enjoy beer. Peace out, Mr. Pole Jangles. I'm going home. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, thank you.